Welcome to today's lesson, everyone. My name's Brian.
And my name is Joe.
Joe, who doesn't love a great love story? Okay, all kidding aside, I think a lot of people can at least relate to some kind of romantic tale in some way, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's why there's so many romantic movies out there. Romantic comedies, of course, are very popular. Romance novels, mm-hmm. They sell a lot of copies. And we are going to be talking about one of the great romantic tales of all time today. Isn't that right, Brian?
Yeah, one of the originals. Today's story is the classic Pride and Prejudice. So they've made a movie and a TV miniseries about this book. I remember I saw a good piece of the TV miniseries back in 1995, which probably makes me sound pretty old right now.
I saw the movie as well, and it was actually quite good too. So I would recommend reading the book first if you're going to watch the movie or the TV series as well. Usually books are better than the movies that mm-hmm. come out, I find.
Yeah, they have a lot more details, and this story is full of details and characters. And even if you're not into the romance side of things, Pride and Prejudice is still interesting for other reasons. The main character, Elizabeth, makes up her mind about the rich but kind of rude Mr. Darcy, only to later find out who he really is. And his family kind of does something similar to Elizabeth. So, as we'll see, sometimes we pass judgment on people too quickly, hence the name of the story, Pride and Prejudice. So let's take a look, shall we?
Reading.
Pride and Prejudice. The Bennet family has five unmarried daughters: Jane, Elizabeth, Mary, Kitty, and Lydia. Since the Bennet family is middle class, their mother is desperate to find wealthy husbands for her daughters. One day, a rich bachelor named Charles Bingley moves into town. He holds a ball at his estate, which both Elizabeth and Jane attend. Bingley shows interest in Jane and introduces his friend, Mr. Darcy, to Elizabeth. But Darcy acts like he pays no attention to her. Elizabeth thinks that he is an arrogant man. Little does she know that Darcy is secretly attracted to her. That spring, Elizabeth visits one of her friends, and they are invited to a party at the home of her friend's employer. However, the employer happens to be Darcy's aunt. While Elizabeth is there, Darcy arrives at the party as well. Darcy and Elizabeth have a moment alone, and he confesses that he loves her. He then asks Elizabeth to marry him, but she quickly rejects Darcy's proposal by saying, "You were the last man in the world whom I could ever be prevailed on to marry."
Our main character is Elizabeth, and she lives in England during the 1800s, at a time when marriage was everything for some people. I guess that's kind of still true today, right, Joe?
That's true. You know, marriage is still very important for people, but back then it was especially important for women because in Victorian England, they wanted to marry up. They wanted to marry somebody with a lot of money and with a good job and with a proud family name.
Elizabeth's mom is no different. She is intent on getting them married to someone wealthy. The story begins. The Bennet family has five unmarried daughters: Jane, Elizabeth, Mary, Kitty, and Lydia. Since the Bennet family is middle class, their mother is desperate to find wealthy husbands for her daughters. So just like we said, marriage was very important then, and especially marrying someone rich. In fact, Elizabeth's mom wants her daughters to get married so badly that she's desperate. That word is spelled D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E, desperate. Joe, how else can we use the word desperate?
We often use desperate in combination with for. You could say you're desperate for money if mm-hmm. you're really short on cash and you need some money. Or we often say that people are desperate for attention. If you really want people to notice you and pay attention to you, you can say you are desperate for attention. But in this case, they are desperate to do something. They're desperate to find husbands for this large group of daughters that they have.
Well, I have a feeling that Elizabeth's mom will have her wishes come true very soon. The story continues. One day, a rich bachelor named Charles Bingley moves into town. He holds a ball at his estate, which both Elizabeth and Jane attend. So Charles Bingley is a bachelor, or someone who is not married and never has been married. This is exactly what Elizabeth's mom was hoping for, someone for her daughters to marry. It says Bingley has an estate, too, but what exactly is an estate?
An estate is a large piece of property. There are often multiple buildings on it, and it can also refer to all of the things that are on that property, such as, well, in this case, there are probably valuable artworks, there might be vehicles, there could be farm animals on the property. It refers to everything that is a part of it. So if we say someone has an estate, we know that they are very, very wealthy, really rich people.
I bet Elizabeth's mom is pretty happy right about now. The story says, Bingley shows interest in Jane and introduces his friend, Mr. Darcy, to Elizabeth. But Darcy acts like he pays no attention to her. Elizabeth thinks that he is an arrogant man. So, Jane and Bingley are getting along, it seems, but Elizabeth isn't so lucky. She thinks Darcy is an arrogant man. Usually we say someone is arrogant if they think too highly of themselves. And since Mr. Darcy, as we'll find out, is kind of a rich guy, it's probably not hard to imagine someone in that time who had a lot of money thinking very highly about himself. Let's see how this story continues to unfold.
Well, the story goes on to say, little does she know that Darcy is secretly attracted to her. That spring, Elizabeth visits one of her friends, and they are invited to a party at the home of her friend's employer. However, the employer happens to be Darcy's aunt. So we're starting to see the plot unfold here, starting to get a little bit complicated with the relationships between all these different characters.
And it seems that Elizabeth won't be getting away from Darcy so easily.
That's right. It seems like even if she wants to, she won't be able to escape this Mr. Darcy.
And since the employer happens to be Darcy's aunt, and when we say happen to be, it just means that something happens by chance, usually unexpected. And that's true here because Elizabeth certainly didn't expect this to happen. The story continues. While Elizabeth is there, Darcy arrives at the party as well. Darcy and Elizabeth have a moment alone, and he confesses that he loves her. This really is not what Elizabeth wanted to happen. First, Darcy shows up. Then he tells her that he likes her, loves her even. But he doesn't just say it, he confesses it, right?
That's right, he confesses that he loves her. And if you confess something, you reveal information that was not previously known. Sometimes we use this in a negative context mm-hmm. as well. We will say someone confessed to a crime, as in the man confessed to robbing the bank. That means he admitted that he did that. He robbed the bank. In this case, though, he's revealing that he loves Elizabeth. He's saying this for the first time. She did not actually know this, so he's pouring his heart out. He's revealing his feelings for Elizabeth.
Well, Joe, let's see how this story wraps up.
All right, let's check it out. It says, he then asks Elizabeth to marry him, but she quickly rejects Darcy's proposal by saying, you were the last man in the world whom I could ever be prevailed on to marry. So this is a pretty harsh rejection here.
Yeah, Darcy is serious about this if he asks Elizabeth to marry him so quickly, but she says she will never be prevailed on, which I guess just means we could explain it as being something that could happen to us, something that could be asked of us. And so Darcy, we might think, asked her to marry him in rather quickly, but I guess this kind of thing was more common back then.
That's right. Things moved quickly back then, I think, between couples. They might meet a few times. They would be introduced by their families, and they would say, all right, this person's not bad. I guess I could...
Might as well get married.
Yeah, let's go ahead and just give it a try. And Darcy had this proposal, and of course a proposal is when you ask somebody to marry you. Traditionally, the man would get down on one knee and open a box with a nice ring in it and ask the woman to marry him. Of course, nowadays, the woman can ask, the man can ask. We don't rely so much on tradition, but a lot of people still like to do it that way, the old ways or the traditional ways.
What Darcy didn't expect when he made his proposal, though, was how Elizabeth would tell him no. Not only did she say no, but she says that he is the last man in the world who she would marry. That has to hurt a lot, even if Darcy was a little rude at first.
That would have to hurt a lot. She was brutally honest, I guess we should say. I have seen worse, though. I've actually seen videos on YouTube of proposals in public gone wrong.
Yeah, at baseball games, basketball games.
And they're terrible. I mean, usually it's the man asking the woman. I saw one the other day. Don't ask me why. I was watching proposals gone wrong.
I like to watch these videos, too.
Yeah, and it was a man proposing to a woman at a stadium full of people. They had the cameras on her. There was even like a television crew with a microphone. And he said, will you marry me? And she just went silent. And then she walked away. And the whole crowd just kind of went silent, just feeling terrible for this guy. So even though this was pretty bad, at least there wasn't like a stadium full of people watching the proposal and then watching this huge rejection that Darcy had to go through.
It could always be worse. So, Elizabeth faced the unexpected when Darcy told her that he loves her and wants to marry her. That's also the theme of today's For You chat question, too, so let's hear it now.
For You chat.
Today we've been talking a little bit about complicated relationships, and there are plenty of those to be found throughout Pride and Prejudice. And of course, first and foremost, we have the relationship between Darcy and Elizabeth. Just before we came into our For You chat segment here, we were talking about the proposal that Darcy had for Elizabeth. He asked her to marry him, and she not only said no, she said he is the last person she would ever want to marry. Now, Darcy had been liking Elizabeth in secret for a while, and then he made that confession. He told her that he was in love with her. That's the theme of today's For You chat question. So, Brian, what would you do if you found out that someone secretly likes you?
Well, I have a girlfriend, so I think I would be flattered, but I certainly wouldn't take them up on their offer. Who knows? Maybe there's all kinds of people out there who secretly like us and will never tell us. So it would be kind of interesting to know, but I'm certainly not going to take the route that Elizabeth did and be so brutally harsh. I might just say, well, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm taken.
So you would let them down gently, in other words?
Yeah, very gently. You know, I wouldn't tell them to buzz off like Elizabeth. But
well, yeah, that's very gentlemanly of you. And we call these people, if somebody likes you in secret, we might call them a secret admirer. Admirer is spelled A-D-M-I-R-E-R. And it's quite a common thing. This kind of takes me back to my school days, like grade school, because back then, you know, when you're a kid, you're very shy, and you don't often directly go up to a girl or a boy and say, hey, I like you, let's spend some time together. You kind of talk to their friends, you do it in kind of a sneaky way, and you say, oh, well, what does that girl think of me? Has she ever talked about me or something like that? And it sort of goes in that way. And then when you grow up, you get a little bit more confident, and you can usually do it in a more direct way than that. And, of course, Elizabeth was extremely direct when she was addressing Darcy when he asked her for her hand in marriage. Almost too direct, I would say. I've never had this happen to me where my proposal was rejected. I am married, and I made one proposal, and thankfully my wife actually said yes. I'm very thankful for that, and I can't imagine what would happen if I liked someone in secret, revealed my feelings, and then was rejected in that way.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth had to be kind of honest with Darcy, though, because if she wasn't, then otherwise he would just keep trying and keep asking her to marry him, which, as she said, is apparently the last thing in the world that she would ever want to do. I don't know if she had to say it in the way that she said it, but maybe she felt that Darcy was not a nice guy at all, so she might as well make it very, very clear to him.
That's right. You don't want to be too harsh or too brutal, but you also don't want to lead somebody on. That's a very common phrase we have in English as well. To lead someone on means to make them believe that there is hope of a romantic relationship when, in fact, there is no hope. So you might be nice to them, and then they would think, oh, well, maybe they actually like me. Maybe there's a chance we could be boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife. But in reality, there is no chance. So that's not doing anybody any favors either.
Yeah, so Elizabeth wants to make sure that doesn't happen, but I have a feeling that Darcy is going to keep trying anyway. Well, it looks like we have come to the end of day one of Pride and Prejudice. So we saw a little bit about what Elizabeth is going through, and Darcy is trying his best to get Elizabeth to marry him. And since we have two more days, it looks like maybe Darcy is going to keep on trying, even though she shot him down in the most brutal way possible.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of today's show. Please do join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Sentence for You. Do you know the reality show America's Next Top Model? Lately, my mom has been obsessed with the show. She kept watching it day and night and day and night and day and night. Jeez, it is absolutely the last show I want to watch now. 你们知道老牌实境节目超级名模生死斗吗？最近啊，我妈彻底迷上这个节目，她白天也看，晚上也看，每天都看啊！这真是我现在最不想看到的节目啦。The last 最后的、哦、在本科课文中用在 You were the last man in the world whom I could ever be prevailed on to marry 这个句子当中啊，说的是傲慢与偏见这个故事中达西是伊丽莎白愿意嫁的最后一个男人，也就是伊丽莎白说什么都不愿意嫁给达西的意思啦。这个 the last 就是用来形容 something you hate, something you dislike the most 或是啊动词 detest 表示憎恶超级讨厌。OK, 例如以我 Sam, 我本人来说 I hate playing sports, I detest playing sports 就是啊等于这个句子 Playing sports is the last thing I would do on earth 我超讨厌运动，运动是世界上最后一件我会去做的事情，也就是我最不想做的事情啦。 OK, so today we learn how to talk about things we don't like in another way besides the verb hate 今天我们知道除了 hate 之外还有可以表示讨厌的说法哦。 Don't forget it, we'll see you next time, bye bye
Pride and Prejudice. The Bennet family has 5 unmarried daughters: Jane, Elizabeth, Mary, Kitty, and Lydia. Since the Bennet family is middle class, their mother is desperate to find wealthy husbands for her daughters. One day, a rich bachelor named Charles Bingley moves into town. He holds a ball at his estate, which both Elizabeth and Jane attend. Bingley shows interest in Jane and introduces his friend, Mr. Darcy, to Elizabeth. But Darcy acts like he pays no attention to her. Elizabeth thinks that he is an arrogant man. Little does she know that Darcy is secretly attracted to her. That spring, Elizabeth visits one of her friends, and they are invited to a party at the home of her friend's employer. However, the employer happens to be Darcy's aunt. While Elizabeth is there, Darcy arrives at the party as well. Darcy and Elizabeth have a moment alone, and he confesses that he loves her. He then asks Elizabeth to marry him, but she quickly rejects Darcy's proposal by saying, "You were the last man in the world whom I could ever be prevailed on to marry."
Vocabulary Review.
Desperate. After walking all day, the woman was desperate to go home and take a nap. Estate. The rich man received his father's estate and soon moved into the house there. Happened to. My friend happened to be at the same restaurant I was at today. Confess. Some people go to church to confess the bad things they have done. Proposal. John made a proposal to his girlfriend after having a nice dinner out.